The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Gibbsy, how are you, mate?
I'm very well, thank you. Adam, why is there a sudden interest in getting kids involved in sport? I mean, we have a big focus on sport, but as I said at the top, obviously we're not getting enough kids that are getting enough fitness, getting their levels of fitness where they should be, and obesity is a problem.
Yeah, I think that's you've answered there the reason why. Well, the Australian Sports Commission and I'm more than happy to be supporting this. I mean, recently I learnt in Perth a number of schools don't have compulsory sport as part of their curriculum. There's just the option of if you don't want to be sporty or active, you don't have to. And that's why the Sports Commission has jumped onto all those, you know, those very revealing stats that you mentioned there about, you know, only one third of our students, our school kids, are getting the, you know, recommended amount of physical activity in their life. Only half, or less than half, in fact, of our school children are actively participating in organised sport. So for what we believe is a sports mad nation, we're probably falling away at the grassroots level, and it's all those concerning areas like obesity that are rising so high that the alarm bells start ringing when you see that. So, and this isn't a sports program to try and find the next Olympic athlete or the next, you know, test cricketer or Australian netballer. It's just about participation and getting involved and realising the benefits of being involved in sport and how that can help promote, you know, a healthy, active lifestyle and can enhance the rest of your life.
Yeah, it's a
fit mind, fit body, all produces better results.
Yeah, and in a past life, I was a school teacher for 15 years, so I can relate to a lot of the things you're saying. And it's a junior version of Norm, getting off the couch and not being a spectator, actually getting out there and getting into it. And what it does well, and this program kicks off in July, is it provides funding to connect primary schools with local sporting clubs and coaches. So there's going to be an avenue. If someone is a bit out of their depth, they're going to have a pathway to actually get in touch with someone who can help them, coach them before school, after school.
Yeah, that's exactly right. There's in this day and age, you know, funding is a huge issue in so many areas, isn't it? And lack of resources and cuts to various programs and funds to support programs.
Yeah, and it's important to let our listeners know that registration is free for Australian schools and sports coaches. And look, if you're a parent, a primary school teacher, a coach, whatever, you can simply go to sportingschools.gov.au. You can get all of the information. And even though it officially starts in July, there's a few sports that are currently taking place across Australia with a pilot scheme. So they can check it all out. Adam, I think it's a wonderful initiative and congratulations on you being part of it, because we need people that kids can identify with to be backing this. So to that end, you're doing a good job.
Thank you. As you say, the Sports Commission have really grabbed this initiative and started it off. So I would encourage anyone to get on. As you say, it's being served up on a plate, really. Registration's free. Over 5,500 schools will be receive funding through this, but you've got to be registered. You've got to apply there, and then they'll link all the dots together, and hopefully, most importantly, the kids benefit.
Yeah. Now, while we've got you, let's talk a little bit of cricket. It's an exciting time in Australian cricket. The World Cup success at home. You only played in 3 World Cups, and you won them all. You're the only person, I think, Adam, from Australia to actually play to win three and win all of your three. Some have played in more and didn't win them all, but you, I think, I'm pretty right, sure that's right. Can you clarify that?
I think we're
being humble. You can be humble, don't pump your tyres up.
Yeah, the three that I played in, we won. Ricky and Glenn McGrath both played in those three, but they did play in a couple of other World Cups, so longevity's the key, and they played four or five of them, but I only was around for three, and we had a good strike rate in that. So, yeah, great effort by Pup and all the team. You know, they had some troubled, you know, rocky road there, troubled waters leaving into it, nonetheless the captain, and they, you know, found that resolve together, and they bound beautifully. They were just dominant by the end of it.
Yeah, now three out of four Ashes you won, and you were part of the last Ashes winning team that won over there in England. 2001, that seems an eternity ago, Adam. We go there in July. I think the first Test match is July 16. They're coming off a loss to the West Indies, so we should be looking pretty good.
Well, you'd hope that we've got to play the West Indies prior to the Ashes, so that'll give us a good gauge on how we're going compared to what England and how they matched up against the West Indies. So, look, all of a sudden, in the space of, you know, 3 days in Barbados over the last 3 or 4 days, England cricket's back in turmoil. There's going to be talk of coach being ousted. There's talk of Jason Gillespie getting the reins there. So imagine that, two boys from Adelaide coaching in the Ashes against each other. So, who knows? I'm not sure that the ECB will panic that much with sacking the coach just yet. But
I think they will.
who knows? I certainly know that they've got a couple of tests against New Zealand before they take on the Aussies. So if they don't stack up there, that's when the bloodletting might start. But our guys are well positioned. Got a really good bowling lineup. It's bowlers that win you the Test matches. We've got a strong contingent there.
Yeah, let me ask you about wicketkeepers. All of a sudden, with Brad Haddin, at some stage to retire. We've got Peter Neville in the Test squad as a backup at the moment. We did have Matt Wade. There was a bit of toing and froing there. Tim Payne was going to be the next big thing, and he got hurt, and he's back. We've got this youngster from over your way in Western Australia, Sam Whiteman. Who do you think long-term is going to be the next Australian wicketkeeper?
Yeah, well, the good thing is all the names you mentioned are very, very capable and could step into Test cricket and do an admirable job. So we're very well positioned in that position at the moment. And, look, Hads has been fantastic. So he'll go when he's ready. But I think Neville has probably got the jump on everyone now. Certainly in the longer version of the game, seems like he's a terrific gloveman and a very, very accomplished batsman. So, he's got his nose in front. He's got the opportunity now on tour. And should something happen, I'm sure he'll step in and do a good job.
Adam, let me ask you about something that philosophically is close to your heart. You were, you know, proud of being a walker in cricket, and I'll never forget you walking that World Cup semi-final against Sri Lanka. You still won it anyway, so everything worked out well. We've been discussing over the last couple of weeks, we often discuss simulation diving in soccer, and it's happening in rugby league. What do you think when you see players diving to take advantage of a situation and sort of making the referee or whatever come up with the decision?
Look, I think it's rubbish, to be honest. It's a real shame that it creeps in and it is allowed to creep in. And it's just, that's part of the whole thing that annoyed me about we as cricketers. You know, we're very quick to complain and blame an umpiring decision on a loss. The other way around, a loss on an umpiring decision.
Yep.
But we're not very quick to then turn around and acknowledge where we got one in our favour and now that might have been the reason why we won. So it's just player accountability and responsibility. And look, you know, I'm not for a moment saying everyone in cricket needs to be a walker. Far from it. It's an individual thing. But when it starts to really, becoming professional at effectively deceiving almost effectively cheating, that's pretty frustrating to watch as a consumer of sport now. And I'm not playing. So,
That can go to frivolous appealing too, Adam. You know that players appeal when they know damn well that it's not out and they're trying to pressure the referee or the umpire.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. It's a fine line, that one. But I've had dismissals being given out that I've appealed for that have later been revealed that they haven't been hit. But I'd like to think that I didn't appeal when I knew it wasn't out. Mm. There's been ones where I've not been sure, so you ask the question. And that's what the umpire's decision is then final, and you accept it. But if I don't know that I've ever appealed when I've known it's not out, and I don't think there are too many guys around who do it when they know it's not out.
Yeah.
They might think, oh, well, I'll ask the question and see, but not when they've known.
So much technology now, so it's all, yeah. You know, there's a greater scrutiny and all of those things. Great to chat, but we can only encourage all of those parents and school teachers and coaches to go to the website, which is sportingschools.gov.au, and find out all about this fantastic campaign that you're associated with.
Thanks for the chat, mate.